Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
Hey, Stephanie Meantime, good evening.
Well, evening.
How are you?
Well, I am loving life really well.
And you were telling me that you were dining out somewhere very smart last night, Steph.
Oh, well, I had a culinary experience.
Where did you go?
It's really incredible. Well, you know where the White Horse is?
I do. I know it very well. I can see it, actually, from just down the road from my house when I'm walking Harry.
Well, from there, at the base of the White Horse, there's a pub called the Black Swan at Alstead, which is one of Yorkshire's Michelin-starred restaurants. And it's run by the Banks family. And Tommy Banks, who is one of the sons, he is the head chef. And he has a Michelin star, which is pretty incredible, because he's a young guy and he's just done the Great British Menu, the thing I did a few years back.
Yes, yes.
He's just done it. And he got a dish on the banquet. And the food, I have to say, the food last night was incredible.
Do you know what? That's a tip off. I'm going to try it. Thank you very much. Thank you. And this week on Flavours of the Week, Steph, we're on Pie Week.
Well, what I thought we'd do, Will, because, you know, it's the back end of November. We're not exactly in Christmas yet. And I think...
Oh, we are. The lights are on. I'm so Christmassy early.
The shops are full of it. And we're loving it. But I think gastronomically, we're not ready for the turkey just yet. But next week, we're going to start looking at Christmas. But this week, it's all about fish pie.
And what a pie. Honestly, it's just staring at me. So tell me, Steph, tell me the secret of fish pie.
Well, what I think the secret is it's the fish that you choose. So I've got in here naturally smoked haddock. I've got a beautiful chunky piece of cod. And I've got some lovely, juicy, big fat king prawns. What I did was I poached the smoked haddock in milk with the cod, and then last minute I just threw in the king prawns, and then I used that milk to make the sauce. And what it does is it creates this beautiful fishy flavour that's really deep in the sort of smoked fish, the smoked haddock flavour. And, you know, and then use that to make the sauce, put some onions in there, put some spring onions, some we've got celery in there. We've got lots of really nice vegetables. But the main thing with a fish pie is the quality of the fish and not overcooking that fish, Will. Mm. That's the secret.
I'm just tucking in. the fish is just piping hot. It's
It's about fun. Fish pie, I think it's a humble thing, but it's a beautiful thing. And it doesn't actually take that long to do. To make this whole pie probably took me less than an hour. And, you know, it could feed a family of six. It, you know, it's a beautiful thing.
Can I just talk to you about what you'd serve it with? Because it's obviously got the mash on top. So
yeah,
you'd
so
maybe
you don't really want more
well,
potatoes.
This is the thing. Well, when my mum's cooks it, my mum does a cracking fish pie. Mm. Just like that one. And I always ask for wedges with it for some reason. I don't know if this is just... I always...
He's a guy who loves his spuds.
I have fish pie.
You've got a bit of Irish in you, Will.
Wedges and peas. But for me, I mean, obviously it's got a lot of potato on top, but I just don't see it as enough for a meal.
No, I think the thing with this, I mean, is if you're having it with, you know, like wedges, sweet potato wedges, anything like that would be great. Another great thing to have with it is peas or mushy peas or crushed garden peas, that kind of thing. Or you could have a salad, but I mean, we're in winter now, and I think this is a hearty thing. What would be better than a bit of crushed peas and a few carrots and happy days, really?
Absolutely delicious, and it's going down very well. Let's get some wine to go along with that fish pie. Stephanie, thank you.
Yay.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week.
On Stray FM.